You're listening to Art Hounds.
Art Hounds.
On Minnesota Public Radio. My name is Christopher Selleck. I'm an artist and educator living in Robbinsdale, Minnesota. The exhibit I'm excited to see is Preston Drum's immersive and site-specific show Bubbles at the Rochester Art Center in downtown Rochester, Minnesota. Drum creates jaw-dropping and site-specific installations with intricately made paintings, sculpture, and video. The title, Bubbles, refers to the first word his now two-year-old son, Elvis, said growing up amidst the isolation and uncertainty of the pandemic. The show touches on that childlike, magical fascination with bubbles, but also how socially it came to mean a safety bubble during the at-home quarantining families experienced. The show is also a very touching and moving meditation on his mother, who has now begun to shrink into herself as her brain has become taken over by Alzheimer's. Being part of the sandwich generation, adults with children and parents that also need medical care, that familial love is explored and addressed in tender, touching ways throughout the exhibit. Bubbles will be on view in the Davies Gallery at Rochester Art Center through October 17th.
My name is Kelly O'Sullivan. I live in Apple Valley, and I am a theater goer. Theater 55 is performing a concert version of Hair. There are like 33 songs. People don't realize how it's a huge, huge score. So there'll be soloist and group numbers. There'll be a little choreography. A lot of the same actors were in the original production that Theater 55 did that are in this show now. And when they did the original production, they really bonded, not just because they were of similar age, but this material connected them in a way that is unique because they had been there. And they supported each other through COVID, through hard times, through illness. And so they all came back together to do this show one more time. I think it's going to be an emotional experience for them and for the audience. They believe that the love and the peace that they're singing about, it's a real thing. You can catch Hair from Theater 55 at Capone Art Park in Eagan, outside in this beautiful amphitheater, this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
I'm Roy Taylor from Minneapolis. I'm an actor, a writer, and a radio broadcaster. I'm really excited about the Minnesota Native Music Series, which is at the Cedar Cultural Center. Alexandra Buffalo Head curated this event and brought together many Native American musicians and artists in one location. Many of these individuals have performed throughout Minnesota and the Upper Midwest, occasionally and individually, but never has there been an opportunity to find them all in one place over four performances in July. On July 15th, the Wake Singers will be performing. They are a rock blues band and are well known throughout Minnesota for their performances. On July 22nd, Corey Medina and Brothers. Corey is a Navajo from Arizona originally, but has relocated here to Minnesota. He is also a blues musician. And then on July 29th will be an all-artists showcase hosted by a well-known icon and ambassador of Native music, Keith Cicola. The Minnesota Native Music Series, four Thursdays in July at 7:30 p.m. on the Cedar Public Access Channel. Hell!